sort of a floor plan.
I know what you're talking about. Well, there was a front porch here. Which took in two rooms. This was a parlor. This was called reception hall.
How long did you live in that house? All the time you were growing up?
And then I went back there to live when my husband and I separated. This was a great big master bedroom. It held the bed, the dresser, the wardrobe, a table, a big fireplace, and those shelves. My mother had them by the fireplace. She read a lot. And this was the back bedroom. This was the back hall. This was the dining room. And let's see where that porch started. Side porch.
Was it a one-story house?
This had a window. Two windows here. There was a window here and a door here. And a door into the back hall. And they were built so that you couldn't see through the door. There was a door into this room and a door into Mother's room. And here was a huge fireplace that served all three of these rooms. There was no heat in the back hall.
The reception this hall was like a room?
The reception hall we later used for this kind of a, in place of a parlor because we needed another bedroom. And here, this was a big fireplace, and this was a big fireplace that served this room, and it was shaped like that. This came out in a flue, and we had a stove there.
And we had,
later on, we had the piano here. But later, when I can't remember how it was when it was a parlor, it's been so long ago. And this was another chimney. See, this was a huge three-cornered brick chimney. This served two rooms, and this had a grate in it, and this also had a flue, and was used for the kitchen when they first built the house.
See, what did you call?
This is a master bedroom. Now this street is P Avenue. And this street has a small street, Logan. And it's all in Allendale. Later on,
life with these rooms.
Oh, this is back bedroom. This is screen porch.